Yay! It's 7 after the hour, celebrating the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley along with Roberta.
Happy birthday edition.
Yes, thank you. Later in the hour, we'll celebrate, see what sort of exercise I ought to be doing on my birthday. Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person, will join us in the next half hour with some advice, ideas to keep you pumped up. What is it, Arnold used to be pumped? I don't know how to say it.
I need to pump.
Pumped.
You up.
That's it. Pumping everybody up. That's our idea of a good day. Getting people filled with lots of information about the important stories of the day. Ken Kessler monitoring what's going on at Facebook and Twitter. Seems to be a lot of happy birthday stuff there. That's very nice, very gracious. Thank you. Another great American day. Thanks to Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and all of us here looking at some of the email from some of my friends with happy birthday stuff on it. That's cool. Thank you. Drew Barrymore is pregnant. Oh. El pregnante.
That was a nice way for her to celebrate your birthday.
It is. Another bun in the oven. How many children does she have, Jen?
Just
Jen,
one. Know?
One.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so she's married to this guy, Will Koppelman. Second child, their first one, Olive, is 13 months old. So she's working at it rapidly.
That's right.
Rapido. 38 years old, got to get it all done. Michelle Pfeiffer says she was a member of a cult.
No.
Oh?
Why is that news? She was a cult. People that were, she's 55, so what, 25 years, 30, 35 years ago? Everybody was in a cult of some sort.
Yeah,
you weren't around. Yeah.
Preschool cult.
She said she lived with a group run by a very controlling couple who believed humans could survive without food or water.
Good luck with that.
Where do these people come?
That's actually
where
very
do these
Hollywood.
People come from?
That's very Hollywood, though. Is surviving without food and water.
How's
you know,
that
like
Hollywood?
Peanut?
Well, you stay thin.
Yeah, those girls don't eat. Come on.
My God.
That's why they look unhappy all the time.
Really? Lady, speaking of unhappy, Lady Gaga's boyfriend has told her to kiss off.
And really?
Why? I wonder out loud why it is that people like her bother. Did I use bother twice in that sentence? Why bother having a relationship?
In what do you mean?
Well, why would Lady Gaga, who's got to be on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, how is she thinking? Well, she's only 26, 27, so she doesn't really know anything about life anyway. So is she going to have a relationship with a single guy? How are you going to do that? With the activity she's involved in, the temptation she has, and the way that her whole life is scheduled for her.
Right. You don't have a lot of free time.
No. Would you say that I'm on the right page or not? Who agrees?
Well, unless she has someone who has a similar life that she has, so they understand it.
Okay. Is that the success, is that the really the recipe for success, having a relationship with somebody who has the same sort of life that you do?
Like attracts like.
Well, look at this. How many actors marry actors? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You rarely see them marrying non-actors.
I think you're right about that. I think like does
and
attract.
And then how many actors divorce actors?
Right, because they realize their lifestyle.
And marry other actors.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And one wonders if they're acting when they're saying, when they're making love to you, oh, you're the best I've ever heard. You're the best I've ever seen. You're the best I've ever been with.
This week.
Yeah.
So they whisper under their breath.
Dolly Parton.
I love her.
Loves Miley Cyrus.
She's her godmother, of course.
I didn't know that. What do you know about that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So what do you know about that, Jen Jen?
Well, I know that she and Billy Ray Cyrus were very good friends. Dolly had him appear in her Romeo video, and I think it was around the time Miley was born, so she's the godmama.
Really? That she's... Dolly, didn't she do a sort of like a takeoff on the Miley Cyrus
thing? Yeah, she
thing?
Like made a couple of jokes. I mean, she didn't say anything
wasn't
mean.
Wasn't there a song? Didn't we play Michael last week?
Yeah, she was on Queen Latifah's show.
Yeah, right, exactly.
She did a little
did
rap. But she's defending her. That's the story this week. She told London Evening Standard that she's a big fan of Miley.
Yeah.
She said, I've loved her through the years and watched her grow up. I've seen how smart she is and how talented she is, and I don't think people realize yet what a great singer and writer she really is. Now, I've heard a lot of people say that Miley, that all of his craziness is all plotted out, because she's not one of those Lindsay Lohan types who is really off the rails. She's plotting this because she knows it's the way to get attention for her music.
Yeah.
There's something to be said.
I believe it.
I do too, but how sad.
I mean, it is kind of sad.
How sad that you have to look like a derelict to sell a record.
All right. Former Boob Watch star Pamela Anderson was in the New York City Marathon last weekend, Roberta.
And her face recovered.
Yeah, she didn't kill herself in the process.
She ran the race. This isn't bad, actually, considering what she's lugging around. 5 hours, 41 minutes. Is that a sexist remark? What did you call them, boulder shoulder holder?
Their over-the-shoulder boulder holder is a bra, Dougie, not your boobies.
She raised $288,000.
Oh, that's respectable.
In her race. Man, that was a good thing. I would think that's something to be lauded.
She worked for Haitian Relief.
Yeah. $288,000.
That'll go far for that.
Yep. Okay, so why does everybody seem to care about Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't seem to get this. What am I missing?
What do you mean?
Well, every time you turn around, she's talking about being in some article in some magazine, and she says, I don't care if you don't like me, but yet she's everywhere telling everybody, I don't care if you don't like me.
Well, she's kind of the modern-day Martha Stewart now. She's taken this role.
Yeah, kind of,
because she's got this blog called Goop, which is all about living right, healthy eating, fashion, nice stuff in your house. People think she's out of touch.
Maybe I should take this mantra on. She said, the older I get, this is perfect for me today, maybe, the older I get, I realize it doesn't matter what people who don't know you think about you. Okay, I'm with that. It doesn't matter. Why waste your time? It's like if your partner comes to you or your best friend and says, listen, I want to talk about something you did that hurt me, or I think you could improve. Sit down and listen to what they have to say. But some friend of so-and-so's, who gives a... she says. She was particularly harsh when she focused on women who are judging other women. Nobody else can tell a woman how many hours a week she needs to devote to this or that, or... And she blanks, blanks, blanks again. What does everybody else... I don't give a blank what everybody else says. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Well, there's something to be said for that, I think. Who thinks that that's... Roberta, you'd agree with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer,
there is something to be said for that, unless you're a celebrity and your life depends on people having some sort of interest or like...
Well, maybe she's gotten to the point where she doesn't care.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand, but then she can't expect people to keep buying the stuff that she puts out there.
Right. Here is Josh Brolin, who yesterday, Jennifer was telling us, got into a fight with a bouncer at a Santa Monica bar.
He didn't get just one fight. He got two fights. Well, and then he went on Twitter and said, I'm never drinking again. How many times have you had that happen to you? Doug, you haven't. But let's just say, maybe Roberta, in your earlier years, when you've had so much to drink that you've like, I'm never going to do this again. It is that bad.
Absolutely.
Right, but what I like more, I'm visualizing this. Everybody imagine Josh Brolin driving into a Del Taco drive-in.
Because that's what you do after you've had a few.
He drives into the Del Taco. I know exactly the ones on Lincoln as you're heading out toward the airport from Santa Monica. There's a Del Taco drive-thru. They don't allow them in Santa Monica. You've got to go to Venice in order to find one. So the Del Taco, he gets into this, and he rear-ends a cab.
Just trying to get his bean and cheese burrito, you know?
Right.
Oh, boy.
So when the cabbie tried to get his insurance information, he started swearing at him and then took off.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Not only did he take off, but he didn't get his Del Taco because the cabbie actually pulled over to get out of the drive-thru lane, and he just, like, zoomed right on through. He, like, missed out on the whole opportunity.
Good God.
Gosh. But, you know, and then he got into a fight with the bouncer at a bar that he was drinking. I mean, two fights in one day and a car accident and a terrible, like, ruined trip through Del Taco.
Angry
I
think maybe he had, like,
guy.
A fight with his girlfriend or something.
Angry guy.
I don't know. He's a little too old for this, if I'm judging, which I try not to, but he's 47.
Yeah,
time to move on.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, interviewed by Vanity Fair, says she loved Tom Cruise. It was the 1990s version of Brangelina.
She says,
I'm sure Brad and Angelina are very close. She was very close. She said it was intoxicating because it was just the two of us.
Can I ask a weird question here? Because no one ever seems to ask this question about Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
There's just something fishy.
Straight?
No, there's something fishy about his marriage.
Right?
Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise adopt these two kids together. Does she ever see the kids? You never see her photograph with those kids. It's like they're always with Tom. Like, Tom owns those kids. She doesn't even see them anymore. Weird. Then number two, Surrey.
Okay.
No, I was thinking about this last night because I was taking a bath and reading People magazine. Then you have... How's that for a visual?
Very perfect.
There was bubbles involved. It was nice.
Of course.
So then I was looking at a picture of Katie Holmes with Surrey. Now, Surrey is never seen with Tom Cruise anymore. It's like Katie owns Surrey. There's no pictures of Tom with Surrey anymore. So she must have something on him that allows her to keep control of Surrey. Yeah. What is the deal with him and his marriages?
I don't know.
Does anybody else think it's weird?
No, I don't care.
Oh,
really?
I do.
You think it's weird,
yourself.
Right, Roberta?
Very absolutely.
Right. Yeah. It's like Bizarro World. There's something going
Mondo
on.
Mondo Bizarro here on Good Day, where it's 18 past the hour. The important questions we're asking, we're digging into the deep file here on Good Day.
Get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Staffed. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right?
Let's get it started.
Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, if you would like to...
That was a great question, Jen.
Can I ask it?
With over a million products, if Grainger doesn't have it, probably doesn't exist. Call, click, or stop by. Get it, got it, good. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Explain what we're doing here. There were a couple of videos of the day from DougStephan.com. Yesterday's video featured an amazing performance from a recent episode of Holland's Got Talent. This amazing voice, this a nine-year-old girl. Listen to this voice, a nine-year-old girl. So that's the commentators on the show, like America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. Right. But a nine-year-old. This reminds me of the girl from a couple of weeks ago that was seven or eight. Wasn't she? She sang the most beautiful song. It was just beautiful.
And apparently she's self-taught. She's never had any formal singing lessons.
Yeah. So that video. What was that, Kenny? Do you refresh my memory? Do you remember that girl that was, I want to say seven or eight, and she had an amazing, who was followed by the Ivanko. Yeah, I think that's right. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, yeah, Jackie Ivanko.
There's some you can go back and look at it, DougStephan.com. Just magnificent. All right, so let's see what we followed it up with today, or let's see what we can hear. Today's video is kind of an entertaining display from somebody with too much time on their hands. Clips of David Hasselhoff from Boob Watch and Knight Rider arranged so that he's performing the theme song to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Listen to the audio, but you got to watch this, another video of the day. People spend a lot of time, and it's cool. That's why we do this, so you can be entertained going to the Video of the Day box at DougStephan.com.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
This is cool.
What's happening here?
We was robbed!
You're absolutely
absolutely right.
In West Philadelphia,
where I've been raised, on the playground is where I spend most of my days.
Chilling out,
relaxing, relaxing.
And all
shooting some people
outside of your school
when
a couple of guys who were up to no good started
making trouble in my neighborhood.
I got in
one little fight.
My mom got scared and said,
"You're moving with your uncle."
And I laughed.
I whistled
for a cat.
And when
he came near
a license plate,
the Russian
had a dice in the air.
If anything could say that this cat was rare,
I thought,
nah,
forget it.
You
owns the Bel Air.
I
pulled up to a town.
It's about 7 or 8,
and I
yelled to the cabby,
"You
home, smell you later."
Looked at my kingdom.
I was finally there
to sit on my throne
as the Prince of Bel.
Wow.
That's
I'm thinking, yes, there is somebody with too much time on his or her hands, but it's okay because it was entertaining. And rather, how do you compare? I mean, I was speaking. I was thinking about the lady, this young, not lady, but a young girl, 9 years old, singing, or the 7-year-old that we had a couple of weeks ago. It's all entertainment. Do you understand what the word entertainment means? It isn't all about fun and games. It just is something that attracts or appeals to you or pulls you in and gets your attention, which is, I think, one of the best things about this kind of a radio program, if I do say so myself, a radio that I say useful and fun like it used to be, where conversation actually meant something, and people, when they heard conversation on the radio, didn't push the button and go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe that won't be the case when we discuss the idea that Lay's has set forth. They want to introduce chocolate-covered potato chips.
Yum.
Yuck! Yeah!
You would eat them, Jen?
I don't know. I'm not real big into chocolate-covered potato chips.
Poll today at DougStefan.com. What do you think about the idea of chocolate-covered potato chips? A, they're delicious. B, I can't wait to get them. C, I'm curious enough to try them. D, I think I'll pass. E, gross. Yes, gross. That's what Megan used to say. Gross, Daddy. Gross. 28 after on Good Day.
Author Malcolm Gladwell is challenging the status quo again.
I love this book, David and Goliath, because I think it gives hope to people in seemingly hopeless situations.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Just like his books, The Tipping Point and What the Dog Saw, Gladwell's new tome is a thought-provoking page-turner. AARP book reviewer Alan Fallow.
I defy you to find a boring Malcolm Gladwell chapter.
David and Goliath is subtitled Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants. Take dyslexic David Boyce, for example.
He used that adversity to his advantage. He learned to listen very carefully, to memorize. He was better at soaking up information in his law school classes than his fellow students were because he wouldn't bother to take notes.
The book is David and Goliath. Read more about it and Alan's blog posts on AARP.org. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Some of the big stories of the day. Survey says that the people are interested in the Senate moving forward on the first major bill barring workplace discrimination against gays. This is the first time this has been taken up for a couple of decades. Seems there's support for it. Is that because the idea of homosexuality or the homosexual lifestyle has the idea that people have in their mind has changed?
I think it's more acceptable now.
There are 7 Republicans and 54 Democrats. What does that tell you about Republicans? I'm asking you, it's Jennifer Horne, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program. What does that tell you of anything?
I think it tells me that Republicans want to keep the government out of our personal lives and out of our sexuality, and I'm okay. All for that.
Mm-hmm. So how does this bill interfere with someone's personal life? It would seem that this bill...
Well, it keeps government from making regulations about sexuality and about people's personal decisions. Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is the idea of this legislation, however, is aimed at giving gays opportunities that they wouldn't have before in public life.
I think I need a such as.
Well, health insurance for people who are domesticated.
But hasn't that already been, they've already done that.
No, I don't think they have. I think there have been some things. The whole idea of this, it seems to me, frankly, is political, because there's only a year now. The Republicans have embarrassed themselves with the falling apart, if you will, during the government shutdown. And now the Democrats have embarrassed themselves by supporting the health care bill and the whole operation, which is a mess. So now they're looking for traction. Okay, let's go back and find something else because we're sort of like canceled each other out here. What can we do to make the Republicans look bad? They found it, a gay rights bill. Republicans do not, the idea of homosexuality with some of the base, especially young people and independents, young people, and I guess, I don't know, I'm not young, I'm middle-aged anymore as of today. I just went from young to middle-aged today.
Was that, that was a transition?
That was a transition, right. Yeah. I don't want, and I don't care, I don't, it means nothing to me what your sexual persuasion is. I think more and more people my age and all ages get that. So somebody who is a Republican like I was, who sees this, it becomes just one more reason to be isolated in a country that now, for my money, which when I was in college especially, I felt like we were building something that was a mosaic. I'm sorry, it was a melting pot. Now it's a mosaic. Everybody wants their own deal. Everybody wants their own identity. Everybody wants their own set of rules. So how do you live together when you separate out everybody?
Right, that's why you don't pass bills like this one.
Well,
right.
But the idea here, well, then why the Democrats are for it more than the Republicans are. And that's sort of where the question, I'm looking at what Senator Claire McCaskill says. The idea here is to fiercely protect individual rights. There are, most of the women who are, by the way, on this in the Senate are for same-sex marriages. They discuss these sorts of things, legal protections which are appropriate to prevent employment discrimination based on sexual orientation. That's kind of what this is about, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Orrin Hatch, who's considered to be a very conservative Republican, voted for it because he can't imagine that this is a country that wants to have employment discrimination like this. And there are others as well. Dean Heller of Nevada said the same thing. Mark Kirk of Illinois said the same thing. But the guys from the Deep South, nothing doing. So why? What is there about people who are in the Deep South that find this to be, I mean, this is like throwing gasoline on a fire, and I know that. But I just...
Oh, boy.
I'm serious about asking the question as a reflection. And, you know, you see, this is a unified country. There was something that I saw about the Confederate flag. I wish I could put my finger on it right this moment, and I can't.
Kanye West was wearing the Confederate flag.
Yeah, but then there was
a whole... Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole thing about what it really means to either display or wear the Confederate flag. And it just isn't, it's not healthy, it's not pretty. It doesn't represent anything that's progressive or moving forward or aimed at unifying us. The Confederate flag is a very, 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 very separating and issue-oriented device. It is. Think about it for a minute. Are there many more things that are more divisive than the Confederate flag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if there is, what is it? And that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about that doesn't bring us together. I'm with the Republicans 100% when it comes to fiscal matters and the outrageous, ridiculous spending. And Democrats who support that ought to all be thrown out of office. But then you get into this other stuff, this nuance of social behavior, and it doesn't work. If you want to win elections, you better know what the electorate finds important. And the electorate in general doesn't find that the gay lifestyle is a problem.
But see, here's the deal. This is where it gets interesting, because what the Democrats do better than the Republicans is that they stick together politically no matter what. There's very little infighting. When they fight behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Republicans, there are so many different factions of the Republican Party, including the new Libertarian branch, that are all fighting for power. And here's the deal. Last year, it feels like 100 years ago, when Mitt Romney won, he won as a more compassionate type conservative, and he didn't win. And so the Republican Party is saying, well, maybe we need to get back to our core roots of family values and all of this. And there's, you know, who knows if that's going to be the right message. But I think you're seeing people experiment a lot with what the take of the whole party should be. And I think this is one of those big issues.
Mm-hmm. It is. And we're not going to solve it here.
No.
So let's pause
nope.
for a moment and get ready to exercise. I want to get pumped up. Andrea Metcalf joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D, with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Freshen up. How about that? That's kind of like getting pumped up, Jennifer, right?
Pump you up.
Citrus Magic is solid, non-aerosol spray air freshener that brings magic into the air. Magic in the air. Citrus Magic, that is. It is. It's actually quite potent, I think, and quite good for us. Speaking of potent, here's Andrea Metcalf. Oh, Where's Andrea? Where's Andrea?
Got her voicemail.
What's the big idea?
On your birthday and everything, she
left
you.
I had so many things I wanted to ask her. What's the big idea? All right, Martin, you can be persistent. Whilst I spend a moment talking about we're into fitness and looking good, nothing better than somebody who is pumped up, who looks good, is fit. Can you imagine? Just think, how much of an oxymoron is this? You see somebody, a male or a female, man or a woman, who is obviously very attractive, nice hair, well-groomed, looks good, has taken great care of their physicality, they smile, and they got ugly, yellow teeth.
That's a bummer, isn't
Can
it?
Can you imagine
it's
more?
Like a party foul.
Ah, what a horrible turnoff. So, with everybody being focused on taking good care of themselves, him or herself, how about we get you to whiten up your teeth, brighten up your smile? It's like using celery and carrots without having to use celery and carrots, if you know what I mean. You know, nobody really likes celery.
Well, I love celery.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Well, using the analogy here, if you were to brush your teeth with some of that toothpaste that has, like, those little sand emulsifier thingamabobbers in it that is supposed to clean up your teeth, or you're using that tray with whatever the hell it is that's in there that tastes so terrible, or bleach, who's crazy enough to use a toothpaste with bleach? What are you doing to yourself? Especially when you consider that the ingredients in Power Swabs, which is the world's first tooth detergent, come from all-natural coconut oil. Coconut oil is the cleansing agent. It's the patented ingredient in Power Swabs. It will penetrate, say it again, Doug. There it is. Penetrate deeply to the right to the tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. And if you don't, you know, let's say you have other things, bonds, veneers, crowns, you got other things in your mouth, you put Power Swabs on and you're going to have the same ultimate stain removal. Best whitening results come when you dial 800-865-7602. Call them now. Get free shipping, mention Doug Steffen, and a free stain-out whitening quick stick that whitens your teeth on the go when you call 800-865-7602. Tell them you want Power Swabs. You want your teeth to be clean in 5 minutes, whiter, 6 shades whiter in 7 days. That's the guarantee. It'll work and it'll work very well. Take my word for it. When you call 800-865-7602, get all the best you can for whitening your teeth from power swabs, and make sure you understand that you're going to be satisfied or your money back. That's the deal. Whiten your teeth the best way possible. 800-865-7602.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
It's your night to turn up the country.
Line me up.
The CMA Awards.
I go!
With performances by Taylor Swift, Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Little Big Town, Jason Aldean, all-star duets with Keith Urban and Miranda Lambert, Zach Brown Band, Watch with Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, and an all-star tribute to Kenny Rogers. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only, limit use of other caffeine sources.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 13 before the hour. Somebody actually sent me an email yesterday from a cruise line. Wanted to know if I would sponsor a swingers cruise of listeners.
Okay. You're not supposed to actually read that on the air, I don't think.
Roberta, would you stop sending them?
You are so innocent, my friend. I love you, but please.
This company is called YOLO Cruises.
Is you only live once.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
So why not? You should, Doug.
Yeah, you think?
You don't even know what that is, Dougie.
Mm. All right, let's get back to... Yeah, kind of.
You should.
All right. John Immler, who is running the radio station that carries us in Bedford, Pennsylvania, sent me a very nice happy birthday.
As of yesterday.
Kenny, you got any other...
She's trying to corrupt his people.
Exactly. So, who
sure,
else?
Gail says, happy birthday. I hope the coming year is a healthy and prosperous one for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Norma Sue says, age is just a number. A happy birthday, Doug, and many more.
Yep.
Stacy says, happy birthday. Renee says, happy birthday. Jane says, you have been sprinkled with blessings of peace, love, and happiness.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Doug.
I feel that
like
way.
Like a cupcake.
Thank you. Very nice. All right, so, Roberta, the New York coverage of the local issues and Election Day there today, you're going to vote for Mr. de Blasio, are you?
Yes, I will.
You are. Okay. What do you mean, oof? What are you? The other guy's a horror show.
They're both horror shows.
Well, imagine this, though. In Minneapolis, they have election today. 35 candidates to choose from. How'd you like
35?
To be voting in Minneapolis? They have
35
names on the ballot there. Detroit and the bankruptcy, they are shadowing the election. Let's see, in Seattle. Very interesting. Older versus younger styles, big deal there. So there's that. San Diego. But you're not voting in San Diego till 2 weeks from now, Kenny, right?
Right. We want to wait till everything else dies down so we can be the focus.
All right. So let's see. Where else are there mayoral races today? Atlanta, Boston, Mumbles Menino is retiring, and there's a couple of lackluster Irishmen running, Conley and Walsh. I mean, it might as well have been the same election from 1935. You don't find the same guys running, or the same kind of guys. So Washington. The ballot issue there is the fight between Monsanto and the rest of us, food labeling. Let's see how that goes.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Jackson from The Wiz, the number one movie during this week in 1978. Wow. 35, is that 35?
That is 35 years ago.
Were you even around? How old are you now?
I'm 35.
Oh,
wow.
God, thanks for rubbing it in. How old are you?
I'm just trying to remember. I've known you since you were like a young whippersnapper.
You have.
It's interesting now that I think about it. When I do think about you growing up, I think about interesting things, actually. Anyway, let's get back to...
That's so weird, but I'd like to know what it is another
never
time.
Mind. The essence of what we're doing here at Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here. That's movie music from the number one movie during this week in 1978. Number one song on the Billboard Hot 100, Ease On Down the Road. Chuck Curry is here. Movie news coming up. First, our movie trivia contest, which features three pieces of audio from a number one movie during this week in 1998. So this would be 15 years ago, right? Yes. Number one movie this week 15 years ago. Very likable. I didn't like him at first, but I like him a lot now. Actor starring in good movies like this. You know, they're not going to win an Academy Award, but they're nice, popular, sort of neat movies. Here's the first clue.
So what I do is I start tackling the quarterback, unless he get the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that first.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point, don't smoke crack.
All right. Not an addition. It's not actually Amos and Andy, but it does sound a little bit like it. 888-302-3684. Much more modern than that. Chuck, did you get it from the first clue?
Yeah, I got it. And you're right. That is not going to win any Oscars. A lot of money, though.
It's a fun movie. Next clue.
Yeah.
Everybody hates me.
That's not true.
One man said he wanted to decapitate me, and nobody else thought that to be too bad of an idea.
Hate. 302-3684. All right, so that's clue number two. One more shot at it.
It's clean. It's cold. And that's what I call high-quality H2O.
All right, so there it is.
That's the only skill on the planet where you could make $20 million a film.
Right.
With that performance, it's just amazing.
Right. Okay. So you know what it is. Help yourself. You've never won before in Movie Moments, and you got the idea of what it is, and you'll call us and give us the answer. We'll give you a prize. It's a good exchange. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day. What do you have in the movie news bag, Chucker?
All right, Doug, first story. Samuel L. Jackson starring on the co-star alongside actor John Cusack in the big screen version of Stephen King's novel Cell, a thriller about a fallout from a mass cell phone signal that renders the majority, Doug, of the population psychotic murderers. Basically, Cell is a variation of the zombie movie.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Roberto will be the first one in line to see that.
And since it stars the John Cusack, Rich should be pretty happy. Now, speaking of Sam Jackson, he will co-star in the RoboCop remake, which comes out this
Is there anything, January. This guy, somebody gives him a script, he says, yep, I'm in.
You'd have to say in the last 20 years, he's been as popular a working actor as he has been in the business, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. All right, so
and
that's...
relatively unknown actress named Jamie Alexander, who plays a big part in the Thor movie, which opens on Friday, reportedly has met with Warner Brothers about being part of Superman Batman movie. Reports have it that she might be Wonder Woman, so we'll see how she does in Thor. Well, so if that's true, Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman in one film, we'll see how that plays out.
Brian's in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Is that right, Brian?
Paragould, Arkansas.
Oh, close. I'm in the same neighborhood. All right, what's the name of the movie?
I think Coach Klein says the name of the movie is Waterboy.
That is Waterboy.
Good job.
Correct, sir. So you get a bucket of water. That's your prize. Hold on just a second. 59 After Chucker is here tomorrow on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.